Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Maisu and speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hello, I have Mr. Michael, last name French, FRENCH, a potential claimant for Roundup. Is he ready for transfer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello, Michael.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
That's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Right. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am. I have.
You have signed documents?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Like,
Right.
I don't have an attorney. I don't have an attorney.
Okay. All right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
Self.
Oh. And when were you diagnosed?
I was, when you say diagnosed, June 25th, 2022.
And do you know the specific subtype of non-Hodgkin's? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
B, I remember that.
Okay, the diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Right. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
50.
Indeed. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or for work?
I use it like 2 times out of the month. It was at home, like around my yard and stuff.
2 times a month, and you were spraying at home?
Yes, I was spraying. Yeah, I had a spray bottle. Yes.
And was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No, because it was basically me using it all the time.
Okay. And what is the home address where you were spraying it?
Probably about a gallon at a time.
Okay. And can I get that, the address, your home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
216 Fourth Avenue, Atmore, Alabama, 36502.
Okay, thank you. And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
12.
12 years. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
I sprayed it about 2 times out the month for like 12 years.
Okay, so you would say yes to at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I'm also just going to list out a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay? HIV/AIDS or organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B,
No.
hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr,
No.
arthritis, diabetes, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides the non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. And is your first name spelled MICHAEL?
Yes, ma'am.
And last name's FRENCH?
Yes, ma'am.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Right. Are you married?
No. We separated for about 15 years, but yes, legally married, yes.
Okay. Wow. And what is your date of birth?
9/4/72.
And can I get the last four digits of your social?
99/58.
Right. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I saw it on a commercial.
Was that
I
recent?
just started. Yes, I saw it recently. I saw when they said they finna, you know. So I said, let me try this. I don't know what it's gonna do. You know, I don't know if it's true or not. But it was off TV though.
Okay. And did you see that? Was the commercial this year or last year? Or do you know what year you saw that?
I don't know if it was the beginning of the year or last year. I saw it this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I did see it.
Okay. And then what is your height and weight?
My height is 5'9". Now I'm at 273.
Right. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I get your email?
MichaelFrench9472@gmail.com.
Right. And then you were spraying. It was 2 times a month. Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Do you remember what year
I was spraying? Like January 2010 to like May 22.
Okay. And were you using any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
I was. Sometimes I didn't, though. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, but I made sure it didn't get on me and stuff like that. Well, I thought I did, you know.
Okay. And what states were you using the Roundup in?
Alabama.
It was only Alabama?
Alabama. I use it in, well, when I used to go to my mama's house in Florida, I used it there, but Alabama mostly.
Okay. And how many exposures to Roundup do you think you've had in your lifetime, if you had to estimate?
What you mean, like exposures? What you mean?
Like, how many times would you say you've sprayed Roundup?
I did my yard like 2 times a month, you know, mostly like in the summer. And I come back before like the winter when they come and try to hit it. My lawn, you know.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so then throughout your lifetime, would you say you've had about 50 uses, 100 uses, or what's the closest estimate?
In my lifetime, 100 usage. It could be about 70, 80, somewhere up in there. I don't know. I used it pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you get your water from a well?
Excuse me?
Do you get your water from a well?
Do I get my water from a well?
No. Yes.
My water comes through the faucet. I mean.
Okay.
I mean, I'm confused. No, not in a well, no.
Okay, and have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene, Agent Orange?
No.
And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrated. It was concentrated.
Do you remember where you purchased the Roundup from?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
I got bottles, like empty bottles.
Okay. Bottles. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Not right now. I'm trying to get my disability, my body so messed up because, you know, it, my neck is heavy breathing, fever, sweat at night. Right. Oh, that'd be messing with me.
So. Oh. Well, have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
I did. I was a cement worker.
Do you know how long you missed or how much time?
About 2 years. About two and a half, somewhere. Right.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Right. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can I get the name of you? Okay.
Baptist Medical Center East.
That's the one on 400 Taylor Road?
Yes, ma'am. Montgomery, Alabama, 36117. Robert Franklin. I never forget.
Robert Franklin is the physician?
MD. Yes.
Okay.
Middle-aged guy.
Right. And when was the last time you were treated?
I was hospitalized for like 5 days. July 22. I don't want to
lie. That was the last time you were treated?
Yeah, I did my chemo July 28th, 22.
Okay. So when was your first treatment?
It was like June the 28th of 2022.
Okay, and then the
Well, let me make sure I get this right. I was diagnosed the 25th of 2022. July, I started. And then by the 28th of June, I did the chemo. June 28th. July 28th. I think July 28th, 2022 was my last. I'm not mistaken.
Okay. And you did, it was chemo. Did you do radiation as well or any surgeries?
I did surgery to remove the cancer cell, IV two times a month for 4 months. Started like in July. The surgery was like, I did the surgery June 28th. Then I did the chemo. They did the IV two times a month for 4 months. That started like July 20th. I'm so confused. My surgery date was June 28th. My chemo was the last. That was like July 28th. Surgery didn't. Yeah, like July 28th. I was hospitalized like 5 days, just for the treatment.
Okay.
So, I can remember.
Okay. Well, I will put that down. And then, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
It messed me up a little bit. If I mean, I'm not working. I can't breathe. In pain. Neck still hurt. You know.
Mm-hmm. So, gosh.
I'm just living.
And then... your current address, was that the 215 6th Avenue?
What?
Your current home address, was it the 215 6th Avenue?
No, 216 4th Avenue. 216 4th Avenue.
Okay.
Ashmore, Alabama.
Okay. Thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case we can't get a hold of you or something unfortunate happens. Did you want to provide one?
Okay. 251. 200-6159.
And does this person live with you?
No, that's my auntie.
Okay, and can I get her first and last name?
Annie Lawson.
Right. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
The what?
DocuSign.
DocuSign?
DocuSign. It's to sign the documents electronically?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then I just sent over those documents to you right now. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier to open up.
Cash off the floor, so I go to the farm, so I can talk to everybody. My feet. Okay, you said open it up. Let me see.
Yes.
Okay, I open it up. So what I do?
You should see a start button or a continue button.
I see a start button at the top.
Okay, go ahead and press that one, and then it should take you to the first box that needs a signature.
Yeah, with the arrow going down?
Yes.
Yeah. So I sign right there?
Yes.
Client signature. Okay. So now what? I signed it.
Yeah, then it should say next or continue, and it'll take you to the next box.
Oh, no, no. See, I probably signed the last one. Let me go back. Do this again. Do I hit that adapt and sign?
Yes.
Or what?
Yeah, you can press that and then press continue, and it should automatically fill in those boxes for you.
Yeah, see where it say initials and all that?
Yeah.
So I put the initials or what?
Yes.
You do it. Okay, so.
And then does it say continue or finish?
I see the finish at the top. Hit that?
Yes. Okay. I just received that.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm also going to send you another text for my direct line, just so you have my number. In case you have any questions at all, you can always reach back out to me.
Okay.
And the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. But if you haven't heard from them, please let me know and I can transfer you over myself.
Okay.
All right. And did you have any questions for me before I let you go?
Well, that's it.
Right. Okay. Well, if you do at all, at any point, you can give me a call or a text, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.